Once again, we'd like to turn to Hebrews 3, verse 1. And we'll be taking a message from another passage for the most part, but this again establishes our thought. Hebrews 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Again, in these verses, we are exhorted, we are encouraged to consider Christ Jesus. In doing that, faith is always strengthened. Perseverance is, or there's a more of a motive for perseverance or endurance. We're called to live a life that reflects Jesus Christ. And our life is to be a life of service to the Lord. In other words, we are to serve God in our life. Consider Christ Jesus. That is a necessity, an absolute necessity for faithful service to the Lord. And this flows into verse 2, who was faithful, speaking of Christ Jesus, to him that appointed him. He's talking about the faithful service of Christ. Consider Christ Jesus. Consider his faithfulness to God. To consider him is to keep him as the emphasis in all that we do. That he be the emphasis. It also prevents the things mentioned here in Hebrews 3, which we mentioned briefly this morning. Verse 7 and verse 10, you have the hardening of the heart. Considering Christ will prevent that. In verse 12, we have unbelief. Considering Christ will prevent that as well. Also in verse 12, we have connected with unbelief as a departure from God. Considering Christ prevents that also. In the latter verses of Hebrews 3, we see the failure to enter the land of Canaan, or the failure to enjoy God's blessings, the failure to enjoy God. And each of these is possible in the very act of serving the Lord. In the very act of serving God, our hearts can be hardened. In the very act of serving God, we can be guilty of unbelief. In the very act of serving God, we can be departing from God. We can be actually moving further from the God, though everything looks good. We can actually be moving further from God, even in our service. And certainly, we can fail to enjoy God in the very act of serving. These are real dangers. These are real dangers in our service to the Lord. And in order to prevent these dangers, consider Christ Jesus. This morning we looked at considering Christ just in life. Tonight we want to look at considering or serving the Lord in contemplation of Christ. That is, in all of our service, whatever that involves, it may involve different things for each one of us. Whatever it is that is involved in our service to the Lord, consider Christ. That is, do not lose sight of who we are serving. And I think it's very easy to do. I know I fight that, struggle with that often. In all our service to the Lord, Christ must remain the chief focus. The service cannot be the chief focus. The one we're serving must be the chief focus. In light of all that, if we turn over to the book of Luke, chapter 10, very familiar passage of Scripture, we see an example of what we're talking about as far as considering Christ in the very act of serving the Lord. Verse 38, now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. In this passage there are three characters. There's Jesus. He's the teacher. There's Martha, and there's Mary. They are the objects of the lesson being taught. We know from John chapter 11 concerning Martha and Mary that they are sisters. They also had a brother named Lazarus. We know that they live in Bethany. We know from John chapter 11 that Jesus loved Martha, loved her sister, and loved Lazarus. So they were very special to Jesus Christ. And what we read here in Luke chapter 10, Jesus has entered Bethany, and Martha received him into her house. I'm sure that he frequently visited this house or this family. But this particular visit is recorded by Luke. Again, they entered the house with him. Now, it came to pass as they. So Luke obviously was there as well. Now, in these verses, Luke takes us inside the house, allows us to see and hear, for the purpose of our own learning, what transpired between Jesus, Martha, and Mary. And what Luke recorded is for our benefit, it's for our instruction. It's sad that so many miss the lesson that is being taught here. It's for our admonition. It's for our warning. It's for the instruction of anyone who serves the Lord. This isn't for the lost. This isn't even for those who profess to be saved and do not serve God. It's for those who serve the Lord. And what took place in that house is certainly a lesson about service to the Lord. But more importantly, it's a warning concerning a danger in serving the Lord. That danger being that we fail to consider Christ. But look, consider the spirit of Martha and Mary in receiving Christ. Again, I think we've said this before, but I believe Martha has been treated unfairly just from this one passage of Scripture. This is one event in her life. If you read John chapter 12, she doesn't make the same mistake again. This is one event. And many times even that is misconstrued. But the account begins with Jesus entering Bethany. Martha received him into her house. Now, there's no doubt in my mind from reading John chapter 11 that Christ was greatly loved by Martha, greatly loved by Mary. They both highly esteemed Jesus Christ. From John chapter 11, it's obvious that they both recognized him as their Lord, as their master. So both Martha and Mary believed in Christ. Both Martha and Mary were faithful followers of Jesus Christ. And they both had a proper spirit and a proper attitude toward him. He was very special to them. There's no doubt about that. Martha received him into her house. It was quite dangerous to do that at that time. It would take great courage to receive Christ into the house. And I'm sure that they were both very happy that Christ was there. I'm sure that they were both very excited that he was there. And no doubt they both welcomed him and they both embraced him. Without a doubt, both Martha and Mary had a desire to honor him on this occasion. They desired to give him honor on this occasion, and they considered a privilege that Christ had come to the house. And they, both of them, looked at it as an opportunity. It was an opportunity to have him there. Martha saw it as a privilege, saw it as an opportunity to prepare a meal for him. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. She saw an opportunity to, and she wanted to serve the Lord, and her thought process was, I'll make him a meal. Nothing wrong with that. Be careful what you criticize Martha for here, because people miss the point. Mary saw it as a privilege and opportunity to sit at his feet and be taught. But they both saw it as an opportunity. They both desired to honor Christ that day. They both desired to serve the Lord that day. And I believe they both desired to give Christ their very best that day. It is important to remember that Martha and Mary both served Christ that day. They both did something special that day. And they were both very earnest in what they did. We read of Mary that she sat at Jesus' feet. And we read concerning Martha that she had much serving. She was serving much. She was serving the Lord. The problem is not with what she was doing. The problem was not with her making a meal for Christ. She had much serving. And I believe she did it again with a desire to honor Christ. She did it with a desire to please the Lord. She did it out of love for Jesus Christ. There was nothing wrong with what Martha chose to do. And there was nothing wrong with what Mary chose to do that day. Mary felt compelled to sit at his feet. Nothing wrong with that. Martha felt compelled to serve him by making provision for him. And again, nothing wrong with that. So they both took advantage of Christ being in the house. And they both felt a stirring of heart to do something. To do something for Christ. But as you read in verse 40, you read those two words, but Martha. But Martha. There was a problem. As you read the count, it's very plain to see that Mary ended up enjoying the occasion more than Martha. Both were serving. But Mary ended up enjoying it much more than Martha. And Christ would commend Mary. And he would very gently, and really out of pity, rebuke Martha. It wasn't a stern rebuke, but Martha, Martha. It was a sympathy in the rebuke. So let's look at the service and where it fell apart for Martha. We read concerning Mary, verse 39, she sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Concerning Martha, in verse 39, we read this statement of fact. But Martha, verse 40, was cumbered about much serving. Again, it's the much serving is not the problem here. Christ commended Mary, verse 42. He said, Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. And he sympathetically rebuked Martha, there in verse 41 and 42. Again, as you read this, as people read this passage, many miss the point by misrepresenting Christ's rebuke of Martha. It's very important that we realize that the problem is not much serving. That's not the problem. You can't serve God too much. Much serving is not the problem. The problem was cumbered about much serving. That's the problem. The word cumbered means she was pulled away. That is, her serving, in her serving, she was pulled away from Christ. She was distracted from Christ. It's very easy in serving the Lord to become distracted from Christ. It's very easy to do. And as a result, she came overburdened with her serving. Cumbered about, much serving. That was the rebuke. Cumbered about. He said there, thou art, verse 41, present tense. While she was busy serving, while she was busy serving the Lord, she wanted to please him. She wanted to honor him. Thou art careful. That is, you're worried and anxious. Martha, you're so worried. You're so anxious and troubled. That is, she became distressed and agitated while serving the Lord. She got in this condition. And it says that thou art careful and troubled about many things. You see, her mind is on many things, not on Christ. She's lost her focus. And her mind now is on the serving rather than the one being served. That's very easy to do. Again, I struggle with it all the time. What is said in verse 32 is part of verse 42 is part of the rebuke as well. But one thing. Now that has to be taken in the context. The one thing has to be taken in the contrast to the many things. That's what he's doing. He's contrasting the many things. Her problem was many things. That's her focus. He said, one thing, in contrast to the many things, is needful. That is indispensable. It's all important. It's paramount. And Mary hath chosen that good part, suggesting that Martha had missed out on what Mary made her priority. Now, what did Mary make her priority? Christ. Somewhere along the line, Martha, the priority became serving rather than Christ. We cannot lose sight of Jesus Christ. You want to get worn out? You want to get discouraged in serving God? Lose sight of Christ. You can keep unserving, but you won't enjoy it. You won't get much blessing out of it. The blessing comes in considering Christ. So what Mary did was a blessing. What Martha did, again, the problem isn't in the serving. What Martha did became a trouble to her. Keep Christ as the emphasis. That's true in our life. That is also true in our service. So we see here that Mary's full attention was upon Jesus Christ. Martha's attention has been diverted. And her attention now is more on service than it is Christ. I'm not saying that she has completely forgotten Christ. Obviously, she hasn't. But the emphasis is now the service rather than the one being served. Mary was completely focused upon Christ. Martha was more focused on the task at hand. Big difference. Mary was completely enthralled, thoroughly impressed with Jesus Christ. And I believe Martha was too at the beginning. But somewhere along the line, the service, the act of serving, became the primary focus. Mary is in awe of Jesus Christ, completely taken up by his person. And Martha, she's in awe of the work that needed to be done. That's a struggle. That's a struggle. We need to be in awe of who we're serving. Not so much in awe of what needs to be done. It's just a matter of emphasis. As Mary sat at Jesus' feet, she could see the one whom her soul loved. She could see the one who meant everything to her. While that's going on, Martha is scurrying about. And as she's scurrying about, she is losing focus upon Jesus Christ. And eventually, all she can see is what needs to be done. Mary worshiped Christ. Martha became so bogged down by her service that she didn't have time to worship. That's a very great danger. We can even become so bogged down in service to God that we do not have time to worship the one we're serving. And our service ought to be an act of worship. Mary sat at Jesus' feet, fully aware of his mercy, fully aware of his grace. Martha was cumbered about much serving. Be careful that our service does not become a distraction from him. And for there are those who say, well, that, none of that makes sense to me. What you're saying just doesn't make sense. If that be the case, you have fallen into in awe of the service rather than in awe of the person. We can tell, we can examine it personally by, do we enjoy serving the Lord? Do we enjoy it? Or is it a drudgery? We enjoy it as long as Christ is the focus. As long as we remember who we're serving, we'll do anything. It's when we lose sight of that, that we have a problem. So what Mary did brought her closer to Christ. In all of our service, we can examine it this way. Are we being brought closer to Christ? We can be very busy for the Lord, and we ought to be. But in all of our busyness for God, in all of our service to God, are we being drawn closer? Because if we're not, something is wrong. Something is wrong. If we're not being drawn closer, we've been being drawn further away. Service to God should not take us away from God. It should bring us closer to the Lord. So we have to beware of service pulling us away from Jesus Christ. How do we do that? Consider Christ Jesus. Always be mindful of Him. Always be mindful of Him in all of our service. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Whether it be pastoring, whether it be cleaning a bath, it doesn't matter. Remember who you're doing it for. Remember whose work it is. What Mary did deepened her relationship with Christ. When Christ eventually left that house, was Martha's relationship with Christ deepened? I don't think so. Was Mary's? I believe so. They both served. Wasn't anything wrong with what they chose to do. But Mary's relationship was deepened, and all service to the Lord should deepen our relationship with the Lord. But Martha, the more she served, the more troubled she became. We need to beware of being more engaged to the service than Him. How do we prevent that? Again, consider Christ Jesus. Always be mindful of who you're serving. What Mary did led to a deeper understanding and a deeper appreciation of the Lord and of the truths of the Lord. She sat at Jesus' feet. She heard His word. All service to God should give us a deeper understanding and greater appreciation of the Lord Himself and of the truths of the Lord. But Martha, she lost sight of Christ. She lost sight of the one she was serving. He was no longer the emphasis. And she became more concerned about dishes and food and all the preparations. Nothing wrong with the dishes. Nothing wrong with the food. Nothing wrong with preparation. Nothing wrong with doing any of that. That's not the point. The point is that became the emphasis, rather than Jesus Christ. And began to pull her away, and it began to distract her from Jesus. Again, it's something we struggle with all the time. In our service to the Lord, we must make sure that our service does not distract us from Christ. It's very possible that even in our service, we become distracted from Christ. How do we prevent it? Consider Christ Jesus. What Mary did was of spiritual benefit to her. Jesus said, she hath chosen that good part, that good portion, that which was good for her soul. What Mary did was good and beneficial and advantageous for her soul. And all service to the Lord should be of spiritual benefit to us. No service to God should be a spiritual detriment. All service to God should be a spiritual benefit to us. But Martha, while she was serving, was pulled away from that which would benefit her the most. That's a problem. Beware of losing that which is truly beneficial to the soul while serving Him. So we need to examine our service. What I'm doing, is it benefiting me spiritually? If it isn't, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with the service. It simply means you're doing it wrong. The emphasis is wrong. I mean, I've heard people get mad. They get angry. And they come to Martha's defense. Somebody had to cook that meal. How can you say she was wrong? No one is saying. It's not what I'm saying. Not saying she was wrong in preparing the meal. That was a service. It was a good thing. That wasn't the problem. The problem was that she lost the focus on who she was serving. Somewhere along the line, she failed to consider Jesus Christ. So what Mary did was a benefit to her. It cannot be said that what Martha, the way she went about it, was of spiritual benefit to her. What Mary did filled her with more reverence and adoration and worship and gratitude and thanksgiving, filled her with praise and faith and hope. And in all of our service to God, spiritual graces ought to be being strengthened. If they're not, again, it's not the service that's necessarily wrong, it's the way we're doing it. But Martha, she became an object of pity in her service. And we can hear it in Christ's words, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things." About many things. Beware of becoming busy. So busy. So busy for the Lord that you don't have time to worship. That you don't have time to worship the Lord. That's not how God ever intended for us to serve Him, where we're so busy that we don't even have time to worship Him. Consider Christ Jesus. That's how to prevent that. What Mary did gave her peace. We can examine our service. Does my serving God give me peace? Does it give me peace? Do I find strength in my service to the Lord? Do I find comfort? Do I find spiritual direction in my service to the Lord? In all service to God, we ought to find those things. But we read, "But Martha." As you read the account, Martha has no peace. Well, I believe she did when Christ first came. And she did when she first started making that meal. But somewhere along the line, the service became the emphasis, not Christ. And she didn't have peace. She didn't have strength. In fact, she was getting more and more weary. She became more and more engaged with the dishes and food, and less engaged with Jesus Christ. And she lost her peace. She lost her strength and comfort. Beware of any service that takes away these things. Again, the way to prevent it, consider Christ Jesus. Always think upon Christ. What Mary did caused her to be happy. She was happy serving the Lord. She's sitting there. She's very content. She's enjoying Jesus Christ. Martha enjoyed Christ when he first got there, but somewhere along the line, as the emphasis became the serving, she's no longer enjoying what she's doing because she's lost sight of who it is she's serving. Martha. But Martha. The privilege was hers by Christ coming into her house. What a privilege. What an opportunity. But that very privilege and that very opportunity became a burden. Became a burden. It became a weight. And when service to the Lord becomes a burdensome weight, where there's just, and by that I realize there's a burden in serving the Lord. This is a different kind of burden. A burdensome weight that just takes all the joy out of it. We're doing it wrong. We've put the emphasis on the wrong thing. Consider Christ Jesus. Think upon Christ. I don't believe that Mary even noticed Martha scurrying about. Her full attention was upon Christ. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving. The result of that was she became careful or worried and troubled about many things. Many other things than the Lord. And what did she do? She began to watch Mary. She began to see what Mary was doing. And she got caught up in thinking, I'm doing more than my share here. This isn't fair. Lord, tell her to help me. Anytime we think that we are doing more than our share in the service of the Lord, you're doing it wrong. You might as well stop right where you are. You've put the emphasis on the wrong thing. Even if we did do more than our share, do you realize that's a blessing? that you can do more? That's not a bad thing. But see, this is what happens. When Christ is no longer the emphasis, now Martha's, I can just see her going, it may have only been one room, but whatever. You can see her going back and forth, and each time she kind of glances over at Mary, and there she still sits. And she's getting angrier and angrier by the moment. And the joy is gone. The joy in serving the Lord is no longer. She got caught up with thinking that Mary's not doing anything. I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything. And she began to begrudge Mary. She began to murmur. She began to complain. Now, isn't there something wrong when I or you, in our service to God, serving the Lord, and we begin to murmur and complain? Something's wrong. Something's wrong. And I don't believe it's necessarily wrong with what we're doing, but we've lost the we've put the emphasis somewhere else now. You can't make other people the emphasis. Well, I've done it 8 times, and as far as I know, they've never done it. You've got the emphasis in the wrong place. You're not going to enjoy serving the Lord. I believe this is one of the reasons, amongst many, why so many of God's people seem so miserable serving the Lord. There's many reasons, but this is certainly one. Again, I'm sure that Martha started out enjoying what she was doing. Tell her to help me. I'm doing more than my share. This isn't fair. What's she doing? She's keeping score. It's one of the worst things we can do in life. It's the one of the absolute worst things you can do in your marriage, is keep score. It's one of the worst things you can do in church or anything, because no one keeps score correctly. They keep it in their favor. Don't keep score. Just be so focused on Christ that you don't have time to keep score. So Martha did all these things. The joy was gone. It's important to realize she did continue serving, but she was irritated. There's a lot of irritated servants of the Lord around. Should we be irritated while serving God? She was frustrated. She continued serving. But she's getting more and more frustrated by the moment, because Mary isn't doing a thing in her mind. She continued to serve, but her spirit and her attitude are now wrong. Nothing wrong with her making a meal. Nothing wrong in providing the needs of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing wrong with that at all. But the problem is now is her spirit and her attitude. And this very service of God began to become bothersome to her. When our service to the Lord becomes a bother, we're doing it wrong. We're doing it wrong. The Lord never meant for our service to Him to be bothersome to us. Again, her fault was that she became cumbered with much service. Her service actually pulled her, or really not her service, but her loss, the improper emphasis, began to pull her away and distract her from the very one she was serving. She allowed the busyness and the details of service, and there are details. Christ is to be served correctly. There are details. But she allowed the busyness and the details to overshadow Jesus Christ. How do we do this? How do we prevent this? Consider Christ Jesus. The very moment our service to the Lord becomes a drudgery, the very moment we begin to murmur and complain, we need to get on our knees and refocus. Need to put the emphasis back where it belongs, upon Jesus Christ. And when we do that, we say, thank you, Lord, for letting me serve. Thank you for just letting me do anything in your service. Consider Christ Jesus. Because you see, Martha became stressed rather than blessed. She became stressed rather than blessed. And there are a lot of stresses. You take someone who is pastoring, a lot of stresses. You put the emphasis upon that, it'll ruin you. It'll destroy you. You won't enjoy it. You won't even be serving God. When we begin to feel stressed in the service of the Lord, we need to refocus. Consider Christ Jesus. People can be a problem. In any service to God, people can get in the way. People can be a problem. That's not the emphasis, though. And when there are problem people, we need to consider Christ. Hebrews 12:3 again. Consider him which endured such contradiction of sinners, lest ye be wearied in your mind. So she became stressed rather than blessed. The way to prevent that is again to consider Christ Jesus. So this is very good advice, Hebrews 3 verse 1. Think upon Christ. Behold Christ. In all of our service, whatever our service of the Lord entails, whatever it is, there's going to be trials, there's going to be difficulties in that service. But so that we do not put the emphasis, so that we do not dwell there, consider Christ. Someone does something that irritates you, focus on Christ. Turn your eyes to Christ. Somebody isn't doing what you think they should do, focus on Christ. Focus on Christ. The other will harm you. Focusing on Christ will never hurt you. Christ being the emphasis will never do you harm. It'll always be of spiritual benefit. We are privileged. We are blessed to be saved and to be allowed to serve God. If God would allow you or me to do anything in his service, to me, is mind-boggling. That he would even allow us to serve him. Because none of us can serve God the way we ought to. None of us can serve God in the way in which he deserves. But he allows us, imperfect as we are, to serve him. What a blessing. And that service to the Lord, we're in trouble, and we need to recognize it. Again, I'm preaching this to myself more than anybody else. I struggle with this. And I've said this many times to pastors, you can study for the purpose of preparing a message or lesson. But if that's the only purpose, you're not going to grow spiritually. You see, that study can even take you away from Christ. We have to focus on Christ. And there's so much, because the devil knows this, that there's so much pulling at our minds to distract us from Christ. And that's why we've got to pray constantly, Lord, get my attention, get my mind back where it needs to be. get my mind where it needs to be. Lord, I'm getting angry with so-and-so. Lord, get my mind back where it needs to be. Get my emphasis back where it needs to be. So God help us in all of our service. And I believe most of us here want to serve the Lord. But oh, that our service would never become a drudgery. But at the end of our time, we can say, thank you, Lord, for letting me serve you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. There is no better life than to serve the Lord. You don't have to apologize to your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, or anybody for trying to serve God. Just serve Him and enjoy it. But the way to enjoy it is He has to be the emphasis. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us first song.